Eddie meant nothing. Jake neither. The dark tower meant nothing, nor did the bonfire they'd had out the outskirts of Castletown. She could remember the look of it, but the feel of heat warming her skin until it brought an oil of sweat was utterly lost, like a person who has died for a moment or two and has briefly visited some shining afterlife. She could only say that it had been wonderful. Roland sat with his arms around her, sometimes voicing a dry, harsh cough. Susanna thought he might be getting sick, but this thought also had no power, only the cold. Once, shortly before dawn finally began to stain the sky in the east, this was, she saw orange lights swirl dancing far ahead, past the place where the snow began. She asked Roland if he had any idea what they were. She had no real interest, but hearing her voice reassured her that she wasn't dead. Not yet, at least. "I think they're Hobbs."
"What are they?"
She now stuttered and stammered everything. "I don't know how to explain them to you," he said. "And there's really no need. You'll see them in time. Right now, if you listen, you'll hear something closer and more interesting." At first, she heard only the sigh of the wind. Then it dropped, and her ears picked up the dry swish of the grass below as something walked through it. This was followed by a low, crunching sound. Susanna knew exactly what it was, a hoof stamping through thin ice, opening the running water to the cold world above. She also knew that in 3 or 4 days' time, she might be wearing a coat made from the animal that was now drinking nearby, but this also had no meaning. Time was a useless concept when you were sitting awake in the dark and in constant pain. Had she thought she had been cold before? That was quite funny, wasn't it?